Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was talking wide receiver before we went to break, and I just want to wrap that up. It's this. I do think the Browns have some really intriguing young wide receivers. The thing about intriguing young wide receivers means, to me, okay, you don't have anybody on the roster who's actually been there, done that, and performed at a decent level at the NFL at that position. And that doesn't give you much. You have Jerry Jeudy. Jerry's pretty good. And you don't have anything else that you can say, yep, that's our guy. Yep, that's our... And that's where...
LaGloria.
Well, okay, another... But that just adds to the crew,
Andy. I know, we're just not...
That just adds to the...
He's so far back in the depth chart right now, that practice squad, it's going
to
be tough.
You know, you're rooting for him like crazy because he's a local kid, went to Kent State, and went to Mentor. So, and I get that. That's wonderful. But just add him...
Next, Julian Edelman.
Add him to the group. There's one guy at the wide receiver group who can be the answer to the question, do you have anybody who's had any real success at the NFL level? There's one guy.
That's it.
Who has that in the wide receiver group for any NFL team? Any NFL team. One guy who's had any bit of success at the NFL level. We have one. And that's why this wide receiver group is a mess. It doesn't mean that Malachi Corley or Cedric Tillman or Isaiah Bond or Jamari Thrash or Luke Floria can't turn out to be a really good NFL wide receiver. Maybe they can. But right now you have one guy who's had any level of success, actually played decently for any extended period of time in the NFL.
I'm going to look something up here.
That's why this team needed to go out and sign a couple of veteran wide receivers who could come in here and actually give the quarterback a chance to make some plays. Andy, Joe Flacco didn't. When he was here?
Nope.
Joe's better than I thought he was at this point in his life. Look what he did last week.
It's not too hard to look at that.
Look what he did last week. And, you know, I don't think Joe is a great NFL quarterback. I don't think he was ever a great NFL quarterback. But he can still throw it if he has wide receivers to throw to. He's proven that in Cincinnati in a very limited period of time. And the Browns have not given any quarterback here weapons to throw to. So how are you going to actually see what you might have at quarterback? I don't know. Jim's in Medina. Jim, welcome. Hey, welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I was wondering if what you guys said about getting the running backs more involved in the passing game, you know, since the wide receivers aren't cutting it.
I'm okay with that. They've been throwing to Dylan Sampson a little bit, Jim. And I think Dylan is showing that he can be a good back out of the backfield. I think you have two tight ends who can catch the ball. But a balanced offense has guys at wide receiver who you can, you know, who can answer the question, hey, do we have good wide receivers?
Hey, can I give you guys a separated at birth?
Sure. Who?
Tommy Fleetwood, the golfer, and Daniel Schneeman.
That's not bad. That's not bad, Jim.
You think?
I can see it.
I got to do side by side.
Tommy's not real tall. Schneeman's a bigger guy. That's not bad, though. Nelson
is this a new
is
game
in,
we're playing or something?
No, it's not. I don't know. Nelson's at Avon Lake. Nelson?
Guys, how are you?
Well.
Good. Do you have a separated? Maybe.
Don't
a
worry
bit.
About it. Move along.
Nah, separate or birth. I'm not good at that, man.
Yeah, neither am I. Okay, I'll give it to him. It's close.
I'm not into it.
Carson Wentz and Prince Harry. Go ahead, move along.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
I know. Unless you're like Tom Brady, you can pay $50,000 to get your dog reincarnated or something.
Just have it cloned, man. That's all you need.
That was a little weird.
How many Nelsons and Avon Lake are actually walking around? That's a big question.
Not very many. I'll tell you what. I know three. Well, two.
So you haven't been cloned? Okay. Move along. Nelson, what are you thinking?
So I always love your perspective, but I've been struggling with this a little bit because do you think that this is sort of like the chicken or the egg analogy, right? Like our receivers don't appear to be very good. And I'll be honest, right? Like we don't have Jamar Chases or T. Higgins on this team. We obviously don't. But are we not maximizing the abilities that these young receivers do have by perhaps creating a game plan that's more conducive to their skill set or abilities that they do have? And again, it's not that these guys are going to be world beaters because we know that they're not. Or is it that we just haven't had really the quarterback that can accentuate that? Because I think you guys touched on it a little earlier when his name escapes my mind right now, right? Like last year, I think the game where we scored the most, we were throwing the ball all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. All over the place. And these receivers were making plays, but we had more of a disposition.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Position to throw the ball downfield, which we have not really been able to do this year. So I'm just curious.
Well, that was with Jameis, was it not?
Yeah, it was with Jameis.
Jameis. I'm thinking Jameis, right? Like he was definitely more aggressive, throwing the ball, and plays were being made downfield. And it seems like we just have not been able to do that. And I don't know if it's because I don't mean to criticize Kevin because, I mean, I'm one of those people that actually likes Kevin a lot. But is it because Kevin is putting such an emphasis in not throwing, you know, not giving the ball away, which is important. But by doing that, which is sort of like inhibiting, you know, the play calling a little bit.
I think that's the question we need the answer to. I really do. And I
100%.
I'm anxious to see Cedric Tillman back in there. Because I think Cedric can play. I really do.
I
like him a lot, as a matter of fact.
I do, but not enough
sample size to say that, yes, we have a really good wide receiver here. Not enough sample size yet.
Yeah, he just hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Right.
And coming out of Tennessee, he's a big body receiver with, I think he's got some skills, but I think not T. Higgins, not Jamar Chase. I completely agree. But I think there's some talent in this receiving core. I think that there is some talent there.
And Nelson, that's why I said that I'm intrigued by a lot of these guys. And I sincerely mean that. And Isaiah Bond is fast. Guess what? We haven't seen it on the field, have we?
I just want him to get a couple catches You know why I want him to get a couple catches and a touchdown or two, right? So we can get over the ball hitting him in the head play. That's why.
That does not need to be his lasting... You know,
no, but that's what
image.
People are like, oh, that's the guy that got
hit in the
head.
That's the guy that got hit in the head.
Wasn't looking.
That's never a good thing.
No.
Is it? Nelson's point is right on. Until we get better quarterback play or consistent quarterback play or healthy wide receivers or better play calling, we're not going to know exactly what's going on here. And we'll see. I am glad Cedric Tillman's back, and I want to see him get the football. Joseph is driving around. Joseph, welcome.
Hey, guys. First time, last time. Hey,
awesome. Cool. Thanks, Joseph.
I wanted to ask you about the Kevin Stefanski conference. I didn't see the video. Was he wearing a straight jacket? Because he was playing real close to the vest.
He really was, wasn't he? Joseph, and Andy and I like listening to Kevin because, okay, he's the head coach. Let's listen and see if we can hear anything. He said next to nothing today.
I mean, I've heard him say nothing before, but this was like negative nothing, if there's even such a thing. I just found that very interesting. But I think he's like, this is like DEFCON 5 for him. Like, it seemed like when I was listening to him, You know, he just seemed like more nervous than he normally. I mean, he's not nervous normally, but this time he seemed a little bit nervous when he was talking. And, you know, we might be at DEFCON Hugh Jackson. I don't know. But
well, remember, you were 3-14 last year and you're 2-6 right now.
Hey, listen, I like Kevin Stefanski, but me liking him as a person does not do good. You know, it's not helping my football team. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, there's a lot of good guys that come through here, but if they can't do the job after 6 years, you know, you kind of got to look at it and see what's going on. I mean, I think the main problem with Stefanski is he's got an archaic system. Right. So what were the quarterbacks that he was successful with? Now, think about this, because nobody's really mentioned this before. But the quarterback that he was most successful with, I think, was Joe Flacco. Right. He was most successful with Joe Flacco.
Well, if you want to go and back, you could say Kirk Cousins. You could also say Baker Mayfield.
True. But I think primarily Flacco was lighting it up. Right. So when he was here that year, it was 2 years ago that he was doing that. And what is Joe Flacco? He is a stay in the pocket, tall, you know, prototype of a quarterback. Most of the other quarterbacks we've had have been scramblers. They've been small guys, you know, Dylan Gabriel, Baker Mayfield, and they're scramblers. Even Deshaun. Yeah. And I don't think his system fits those quarterbacks. Anytime they use one of those small scat back quarterbacks, he has trouble. Like, I don't think he, like the other caller was saying, I don't think he, you know, makes his offense fit the quarterback or the talent that he has. I think he's trying to put a square peg into a round hole. He's like, he's got this one type of offense that he's running, and it runs best with a prototype 6'5", stay in the pocket guy. It seems like that's what it is. And anytime there's any type of change at quarterback, we're seeing the results of that. I mean, this is historically bad numbers on offense. So I really think that's what's happening. And if that's the case, I think, you know, changing the Tommy might actually kind of mixes things up here a little bit. Like I said, I wish nothing but the best for him, but, you know, for Kevin. But I just think that's what's happening here, and we've seen the results of that.
Joseph, thank you very much for your phone call. If that's the first time you've ever called, you had a lot to say. Good stuff. Don't hesitate to call again, even though you said it would be the last time. Kevin's system, blah, 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 blah. We know what he kind of wants to do, Andy. He likes two tight end sets. He likes to run the football, wants to have a running game. But, boy, they've thrown it an awful lot. And I'm curious to see what happens with Tommy Rees. He's speaking tomorrow, so I hope we get a chance to hear from Tommy.
It'd be good to hear, especially for his first week.
Yeah.
Calling plays.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to learn what he has to say tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll learn a lot from what he has to say tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.